views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. Now, the topic for today's program came about as many people have shifted and released old beliefs as they've become clear as to where they have allowed compromise and negativity to occur in their lives. So today we'll be speaking about the topic, change your work to your passion. Now, this realization of many have been the catalyst that has opened doors for them to begin to honor and respect themselves in every aspect of their lives. Now, as a result, many of them have made positive changes, and they've left dishonoring jobs, and they've made forward movement instead to do something that is fun, creative, and gives them expressive joy. What about you, listeners? What if you never had to work another day in your life? Every night before going to bed, you would be so excited about getting up the next day and doing what you love doing. In fact, you would never, ever again refer the word work to describe what you do. And many of you might be thinking that this is just too good to be true. Well, that just describes me to a T. You know, because ever since I connected with the wealth inside of myself and I stopped allowing myself to settle for anything that is a compromise or settling for less, and I followed my heart when I created Angel Healing House in 2003. You see, I absolutely adore what I do, and I have never referred to it as work, as I get energized, and I'm so darned excited about sharing my gifts and talents with others as a writer, as an author, as a healing practitioner, intuitive counselor, and inspirational speaker. This is because 14 years ago, I discovered that who I am is in fact inextricably linked with what I love doing. Now, as a result, since that 2003 mark when I began doing what I love doing, I have felt whole and complete, nurtured and wealthy inside. And magically, because like attracts like, the universe has provided me with a wealth of opportunities and connections to keep perpetuating and sharing my creative, passionate joy with the world. Now, this concept of being wealthy was one of the focal points in a talk when I was a presenter at a financial seminar, and I wanted to demonstrate to everyone this different way of viewing wealth in our lives. To start off the talk, I asked the audience to close their eyes and to think back to their youth and visualize themselves as little children. Now, listeners, I'll ask you to do the same exact thing. Unless you're driving, don't close your eyes. But see yourself as a little girl or a little boy, getting excited about sharing the things that you're good at, your accomplishments, your achievements, your joy, and your creativity. Then get that excited image of yourself clearly in your mind and feel what it would feel like to do what you love doing and creating. I then ask the audience, just like I'm asking you, to open your eyes and complete the following sentence. When I grow up, I want to be a, and fill in that blank. Well, after a few moments, I went around the room in this seminar, and I had the participants say their answers out loud. You know, we had quite a diverse group because their answers reflected and covered most of the alphabet. You know, some said, when I grow up, I want to be an astronaut, a ballerina, a carpenter, a doctor, a fireman, a gardener, all the way to zookeeper. After I thanked them all for participating in this exercise, I brought it to their attention that no one, and I do mean no one in the room, had said, when I grow up, I want to be a rich person. Now, how can that be possible? You know, especially when considers that most of the concerns of modern day people seem to be directed at scheming and planning and machinating how to get more money or network or connect with people who can help them get more money. Well, there is a simple reason for this. And the reason for this, for no one saying that they wanted to be a rich person, the reason is that as a child, you knew that you were already divinely and inherently rich. You were wealthy and abundant because that was and still is and always will be your divine source given nature. And having an abundant nature means being of pure potential, and you can change your reality whenever you choose to. Now, as a child, you knew who you were, and you knew what you adored doing. You know, everyone, when I was a child, I used to get lost for hours and hours as I excitedly wrote and created the most wildly creative stories and tales from my imagination. My parents actually say that I lived in my own world. I loved telling and reading my stories to people, and then I would take my stories and put on plays with my friends and my younger brothers. Okay, I must admit that my younger brothers were not always as enthusiastic in participating as I was in these plays, but then again, an older sister can be quite persuasive. Now, as I got older, I remember sitting in the office of the career counselor in high school, and they asked me what I wanted to do as a career. I excitedly told them that I wanted to be a writer. And the career counselor replied, "Do you want to be a starving writer? No, no, no. You have to pick something practical. You have to pick a sensible job." So, a bit crestfallen, instead of pursuing what I creatively love to do, I listened to the very practical advice of others that I should do something sensible with my life, like becoming a secretary, a nurse, or a teacher. Now, I must tell you that as a child of the 50s, having been born in 55, these were the three most respectable professions for an unmarried lady. But she could only stay in the job until she got married. And then she stopped working to look after her husband, their house, and whatever subsequent children came along. So I chose to become a wonderful primary school teacher. I was also a wonderful anorexic and wonderfully depressed primary school teacher, as I was living someone else's representation of what my life should look like. Now, as I had given up control of who I was, I sought to gain control over some portion of my life through food issues. I basically silenced the fullness and the wealth and riches of my excitement within, and so, therefore, I was figuratively and literally starving myself without being nourished by what I love to do. You know, many people starve themselves by staying in jobs where their bosses are not nice to them, and they stay solely for the money. Once I started living my own life and making my own empowered choices, amazing gifts and abilities started to be experienced. You know, for nearly 14 years, through my wonderful business, Angel Healing House, I've written books, I've created presentations, radio programs, inspirational seminars and workshops. Now, as a result, I've helped clients to break down that programming and those beliefs and fears to regain their childhood zeal and enthusiasm and passion for life once again. And you know, everyone, within those 14 years, it became quite clear that the overwhelming majority of my clients who were emotionally and physically unwell were also no longer excited by some or all aspects of their lives. And the majority of those clients were also absolutely miserable with their financial security. Because if we don't do what our heart is longing to do, because we have free will, the universe reads that as lack. And then what appears in our reality is more scarcity and more lack. Each of us is special and unique. I've often said that we are like snowflakes. No two of us is exactly alike, and that's represented by our very unique fingerprints. But within that, what we do have all in common is that we know when we're not happy with certain aspects of our lives. What makes us stay in areas of our life that have ceased to become fulfilling and joyful is the programming, belief, or the fear that somehow that we are not allowed to be, to do, and to have exactly what we want. You know, the majority of times this is brought about because we are following what we were taught to do. And in these days of enlightenment and these days of disclosure, the world is truly waking up to realize that the prescribed way of doing things in yesteryear, they just don't work for us anymore. I experienced an example of this last week of how something that worked in the past no longer works now when a friend posted the following message for help on Facebook. She wrote, "Does anyone have any good ideas how to promote workshops and my business? I use Facebook, I use LinkedIn, Twitter, friends, emails, newsletters, groups, but still I'm not getting the numbers up for my workshops. Any ideas would be appreciated." Well, I smiled when I read her post, as this was exactly what I would have logically done in the past. But just like this lovely friend, I regularly used all of the social networking sites and went to many networking groups and followed all the tried and true ways that people have been able to increase their client base. But it finally dawned on me that with all the positive, conscious changes that I have made in my life, I'm not the same person that I was before. By making changes to become a very different person energetically, I realized that the so-called tried and true ways of yesteryear may no longer apply to the new me today. This friend was faithfully following the old paradigm of how we have been taught and programmed to promote and to run a business. But what she failed to take into account was that each and every one of us is awakening to shift for us to experience this golden age of enlightenment. And in this, some might call it this new age, we begin to understand that life is not about promoting ourselves. As the universe already knows how spectacular and divine that each one of us is. Life in these higher dimensional frequencies is about following ourselves to be in joy and bliss as we create for creation's sake. Remember that the Piscean age, the age of logic and rational thinking, as we tried to figure things out, that ended in 2012, and we stepped into the age of Aquarius, the fifth dimension, where we allow ourselves to be. And then we take unattached, excitable, inspired action toward our joy, and then realize the fulfillment of our intentions. You know, I said to an interviewer the other day that it was 2 years ago, or maybe 3 years ago, that I started saying, "I am an international best-selling author," and I felt what that would feel like. And I didn't tell the universe when this would happen. I didn't say under what circumstances. And on August 8th, my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, went number one on Amazon, not only in the States, but it went number one in Canada, in Germany, in Australia, and also in England. My dream of becoming a number one best-selling author internationally came true because I didn't put any restrictions or constrictions on it. And we all can do the same thing. This is a very different concept, and in many ways, it's more of a case of living joyfully and passionately rather than doing business. By putting our emphasis on being happy and creating, we take our efforts off of trying to control how to promote ourselves, and in this way, the universe is given 100% free rein on bringing us the answers to our prayers and fulfilling the intentions in our heart to bring, for instance, more exposure, even more clients, the right connections and opportunities easily to us. I do love this quote, "The Buddha became enlightened only after he had done all that he could do, and then he gave up." I love it. When we give up our expectations of how the usual ways that business should or has to come to us, then God and the angels have complete freedom to send us people in the most limitless and sometimes absolutely amazing ways. For instance, I've gained more clients by treating myself to a pedicure, something I love, instead of sitting in my office wondering how else to promote myself. You know, last time I treated myself to a pedicure, I sat next to a pair of sisters getting their nails done for their older sister's wedding. They both ended up booking sessions with me, and then each one referred more people to me. It was like a vein that opened up in a gold mine. Why? Well, I believe my vibrations and my energies were so bright and joyful at getting my nails done that the universe then equaled the brightness of joy and fulfilled my previously set intentions and prayers of having more exposure to share my enthusiasm and gifts with others. And please do remember that the universe certainly does not work in straight lines, and the universe does not work logically. The more we allow the magic of life to happen in our lives, well, then through the perpetuation of our uncompromised joy, the more magic will happen for us. The one thing that increased my business and others' awareness of me more than anything else was allowing myself to have the F word, fun. Fun. In this golden age of enlightenment, we fill our desires and intentions with our creativity, our fun, and our joy. You know, many people have great difficulty in knowing what their passion is because they equate this with making money and trying to logically figure out how to make this happen, when God already knows what you love doing. And when you let God and the angels lead you, your life will divinely unfold with ease and grace, clarity and direction. And the more you rail against this, the more you will have lack and disparity in your life. You know, for the last 14 years, I have said a mantra to the universe that has helped me enormously. I've said, please send me people that I can help. And please send me people that can help me. And please, God, let my eyes be open to receive and serve in your way, not in mine. Each one of us knows what truly makes us happy. And we know what gives us fun and ignites our spark of creativity within. And although I've helped many people with this same concern, there was one client case in particular that demonstrated one of the clearest correlation between well-being, wealth, and excitement. Now, and I'll call this client Lauren. This is not her name, but I don't use a client's real names on the show. Lauren was a beautiful, creative, and highly intelligent young lady. She was also exhausted, depressed, and had lost all of her motivation for life. As such, she had to quit studying after only 1 year, her first year at college. During our session together, when I asked her what she'd loved doing, her face lit up as she told me of her love for fashion design. Her earliest memories were those of sewing patterns for clothes, for her dolls, and even the big family cat. This childhood passion followed her throughout her teens, and she sketched, designed, and sewed clothes for herself and her friends, although it was blatantly clear how much joy she received from sewing and designing. Her father had other ideas as to Lauren's future career. Her father was a lawyer and had told Lauren that as soon as she received her law degree, that she was going to join his law firm, and because he had saved a place for her in his law practice. Although she was not interested in the law, she really didn't want to disappoint her father, and she applied to law schools. Well, she told me that as soon as she began to be accepted into these law schools, she started to fall ill. In fact, once she went to college, she was in and out of the infirmary more times than she could count. Completely exhausted towards the end of her first year, she was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. To help improve her immune system, she came to my healing practice. I told her to close her eyes and I said, imagine that all you have certification and money and connections. What would you love doing? And of course, she said, I would be designing clothes. She went on to tell me that she had a reoccurring dream that she was behind the scenes at a fashion show and that the people in her dream were speaking Italian. I told her that with each passing day that she wasn't fulfilling her heart's desire, she was denying who she was, and her body was reacting with exhaustion because of the sadness inside herself. So, what eventually happened was that by the end of the session, Lauren's whole demeanor started to change. She was sitting upright, she was animated and excited about stepping on her path of her love for fashion and making this a reality, even if this meant disappointing her father's dream for her. You know, it was several years later that I received a letter and a photo of Lauren at a fashion show in Milan, Italy. She told me that once she decided to quit the law and to enroll in a fashion design school, her symptoms of illness magically began to disappear. The simple reason for this was because Lauren was happy. She was fulfilled and joyous as she was living her own dream, not someone else's. When Lauren thought about designing fashion, she felt whole and she felt complete, and as a result, her reality began to easily reflect her excited energies within. So do take a few moments, perhaps over this coming week, to think if your work energizes you, if it makes you excited, if it makes you wiggle with excitement about sharing it, about doing it and sharing it with the rest of the world. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, here on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are here every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. So see you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
And welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. And I hope everyone survived those eclipses that we had in August. Well, it's still August now, almost the end, as that solar eclipse packed an enormous punch for many. And also the lunar eclipse happened on August the 7th. This combined with Mercury retrograde, which communication glitches and so many things like that. As I've said on previous Angel Healing House Radio programs, please be kind to yourself, and please do take some time out to rest, to recharge, to relax, and to re-energize yourself, as a Mercury retrograde is there for us to push the reset button in our lives. Let's go to our callers now. Our first caller we have is Julia from Florida. Julia, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening in your life, Julia?
Well, I've been wanting to relocate, but I've had a little bit of resistance around it. I guess it's just, you know, fear and anxiety about, you know, making such a huge change on my own. And I know I'm feeling some anxiety around employment because I divorced and I was a stay-at-home mom and just a homemaker for a lot of my marriage. So my employment history is really sketchy. So, now that I'm doing it on my own and I'm responsible for myself, it's, sometimes I get a little overwhelmed, but I feel like, if I can get myself going, I'll be okay, but it's just getting moving and, get out of fear of finding employment and, being mid-50s and all that, all the stuff that goes through your head about
absolutely.
A big life change.
Okay. Yes, so. Absolutely. It can be disconcerting when that happens. And it's hard not to go into fear. And think to yourself, oh, well, my source of income will dry up, or I won't be led. But what the Posse of Angels are actually saying, Julia, is allow yourself to be led. In these times of extraordinary high energies, we don't have to push things anymore. We do need to take inspired action because like attracts like. And, the laws of attraction still and always have been in effect in our lives. Just because, we ask for something, it doesn't mean that we never have to do anything in our lives in order to achieve that. So the Posse of Angels are actually applauding you. And they're saying, you haven't done too badly up until this time following your intuition. And I remember your calls on Blog Talk Radio, and look how far you've truly mm-hmm. come. Give yourself some credit and look back during this Mercury retrograde, because Mercury retrogrades are all about reviewing, our path to where we got to now. And this is a bit of a hiatus for a lot of people after these eclipses, and it's giving us time to regroup. So they're saying, ask the angels, please show me where I can serve best. Please show me where I can serve myself for the greatest good of who I am, the greatest good of my soul, and the greatest good of all concerned. And then start to be observant as to where those signs will lead you. Many people who I've worked with, once they ask and they release the burden and they surrender trying to figure this out and they allow God and the angels to show them the direction, then it does become clear. You will then be able to take that emphasis off of that fear and be able to be open to see the signs that they're sending you. And then take inspired action to following up those things. And the Posse of Angels are saying, Julia, you will be fine. Take a deep breath and do what they often recommend and suggest to others. Sit and a few minutes reflection every single day and say thank you. Thank you for my extraordinary job. Thank you for this opportunity, job, whatever this is, to be able to be financially remunerated for my gifts and my talents. And I get to work with like-minded people, and I get to work in beautiful surroundings. And you may not know what that looks like yet, but what you're doing is you're creating that feeling, and then the universe must match that feeling. As long as you are open to receive and don't restrict and constrict how that turns up in your life. Let's go to the cards now. You'll be fine, Julia. Don't worry. Okay. Let's go to the next card. This card is the Six of Pentacles. And the Six of Pentacles is a lovely card. But they're saying that this is a card often about reminiscing about the past. And they want you to put, it's funny, I just said that before. They want you really to put your emphasis on the path you took and the decisions and choices you made to get you to where you are now. And give yourself credit and say, if I can do that, then I can do whatever it is to make my heart sing and for me to share my gifts and talents. So this is really a time of review for you. This is really important. And then what you get is the Page of Swords. And the Page of Swords is going to bring you messages and communication around a new job or new employment. I mean, you know, we do have to make that inspired action towards something. We do have to either send out letters, or we have to speak to people, or make it known to others. And in this way, when we engage with life, life will engage with us. And then we get the Three of Pentacles, which is about being financially remunerated and recognized for your gifts and talents. So this is a very clear reading. You'll be fine, Julia. Just keep putting your emphasis on this being a time of reset. Give yourself credit, and then it's not like you're waiting, but you are observant in how these signs will come in. And so I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you, Posse, for helping me and guiding me.
Yay, Julia. Take care. Sending lots of love. Bye-bye. And for everyone, please do be kind to yourself during a Mercury retrograde. Look back at the path that you took to get to you where you are now. And then it's a review of your life so that you can reset. And when it starts to go forward, it starts to go forward September 5th, but it won't get out of its shadow until a good week to 10 days after that. By mid-September, we should be free and clear of all of those energies. Let's go to our next caller. We have a caller from San Diego. San Diego, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Beth.
Hi, Beth. How are you today?
Good. How are you, sweetie?
I'm very, very well. And what's happening in your life?
I just wanted to know if, I just wanted to get an angel reading about what's going to happen with just moving forward right now with just things in my life. I just want to see if there's any messages that I need to know.
Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, they're having me go to these cards. I love these cards. They're called the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms. And I often pick one of these cards for a clarifier in the readings. But while I'm shuffling these cards, they're saying, you are so gifted and you are so talented. And you often, they're saying, hiding your light behind a bushel. They want you to believe in yourself and know that these gifts and this beautiful talent of yours, they're showing me books, and they're showing me your light of clairvoyancy and of mediumship, is to allow yourself to share it more with others. They're also saying that you do this, but it's kind of like in a restricted capacity. And they want to give you more opportunities, but this has been closed off because you have been a bit hesitant about sharing it with the world. This card is the Wise Woman of Wonderland, integrity and belief in yourself. So this is a wonderful card, you know, in going along with what we've been speaking about, in sharing your gifts and talents with everyone. They want you to know that it's not so much that what you'll be giving up by completely surrendering to this you will be gaining so much more than you possibly ever could imagine for your soul's growth, which is really what we're all here for. We're here for the growth and expansion of our souls. And sometimes it doesn't seem like it until we do cross over and we go, oh my gosh, you know, that's what happened as a result of, you know, me completely surrendering and saying, okay, God, you know, show me how to be of best service. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Beth. Okay. First card that comes out for you is the Seven of Autumn. Okay. Why did I say autumn? Could maybe because we're going into autumn, but it's the Seven of Spring, which is the Seven of Wands. Okay. The Seven of Wands is, well, it's the card of stepping up. That's what it is. It's the card of stepping up. And you may not be able to figure this out. So what they're saying is release the how and the when of this happening and just say, well, I am stepping into the way that God wishes me to serve the best and to fulfill this destination, this destiny, destination as well, but this destiny of mine. They're saying you will be amazed and you'll be surprised at how this opens up. But that door to receive this is still a little blocked as you're wondering what you have to give up instead of what you will be gaining. The next card that comes in for you is the Emperor. And the Emperor is that card of being assured, self-assured in your gifts, in your talents, and to be able to unselfishly share that with others and not have any reserve. You know, I've often said that the Emperor energy is very, very different from that of a king's energy. A king's energy is one of entitlement, yet an emperor gets his position because he is adored and he's beloved by his, if you want to call them, his constituents or whatever. This is an energy of stepping forward and allowing yourself to be an authority in your field rather than continually receiving information from others in authority and taking that as gospel rather than understanding that it is time for you to step forward and to be that authority. They're showing me a beautiful light around you. The next card is the Six of Swords. And the Six of Swords is the movement card. It's the card of traveling to smoother waters. It's the card of, it's traveling. You know, one of the things which may happen as a result of you putting your hand up and saying, okay, you know, I open to receive, is that you will get offers to travel. And yes, it will be disruptive to a life that you're comfortable with, but in order for our souls to grow and to expand, we have to be able to receive in the way that that God and the angels wish for us to receive and to utilize our beautiful gifts and talents. How does that resonate with you?
It sounds beautiful and it sounds encouraging and it sounds very loving and gives me reassurance to not be afraid.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, they're showing me this enormous light that you're holding. And part of an uneasiness inside of you, and they're pointing to the stomach. They're pointing to your tummy. And it seems like by not doing this, there's an unsettledness in your tummy. It's going because you're saying, no, life is fine the way it is. And don't rock the boat. And it's comfortable, and I don't want to get out of this. But our our soul knows what we need to grow. And so it's causing like an irritation in your tummy, you know, like, oh, you know, it would be exciting and it would be fun, but then something would have to change in my life. And they're saying that some of these physical symptoms in the tummy are a result of, like, you would get butterflies thinking about stepping forward, and it will be different, and it will, you know, bring in things that you might not have done before, and tweaking your wonderful gifts and talents. But then again, it's important to understand that that you're here to grow and to expand. And you've been given this marvelous gift to share with others. So they're just very encouraging for you. And at the end of the day, everyone, and Beth, we all have free will and free choice. And so whatever choice we make is divine for us, wherever we are along that path. So I'm sending you so much love.
Thank you so much, Angel. Love you and appreciate everything you do.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so
sweet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sending you big hugs.
Bye. You too, baby. You too.
Thank you so much, Beth. And I really do want to, just before I go to the next caller, I really do want to state that, yes, we're here for our soul's growth. Yes, we're here to follow our intuitions and all of that. But we also have free will. And if we don't want to do something, that's divine for us wherever we are along our path. So there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no good, there's no bad. If you don't do something, you know, you're not going to get a cross in heaven and stand before the etheric council, and they're not going to say, you should have done blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. There is no judgment. But I can tell you, having stepped forward, when the posse of angels and God have told me to do something, every time, and I couldn't logically or rationally figure it out, excuse me, every time I've done that, on the other side of that, doors have flung open and miracles have presented themselves. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Jay in North Carolina. Jay, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
Hi. I'm not that great today, to be honest.
Oh, sorry, Jay. I'm sorry. Do you feel like it's an energetic thing? Do you feel like it's anything in particular?
Honestly, I feel like it's been like a 10-year thing where I just keep going in circles, and it seems like I just never seem to find my purpose or any cause in life.
Well, we're here for two reasons. We're here to expand and to grow. And a lot of that times means we need to be challenged. We don't need to suffer, because I've often said that suffering is optional. But in order to learn things like tolerance, acceptance, forgiveness, unconditional love, a lot of us do have to go through hardship and adversity. Now, everyone has hardship and adversity. No one gets out of this this human game and not having that hardship and adversity. But what's really most important is how you perceive it. And if you are going through a time, Jay, and anyone else out there that's very trying, you have to be more kind and more gentle with yourself. Find ways that you can nurture your soul. Don't try to figure it out. It's been a very, very rough month in particular, building up to years and years and years of people experience obstacles and blockages and all kinds of things. Remember, we are transmuting and transforming energies. We're doing things now that no human species has ever done before. When we're not only transmuting and transforming those energies in our lives, but we're doing it for the greatest good of the planet as well, if we've stepped on for this mission, okay? So they're saying, do take time out to really nurture yourself and just let it all go and just say, I'm here for my soul's expansion and I'm here to share my gifts and talents with others, and to joyfully and creatively do that. A lot of times when we are feeling like you're feeling, Jay, one of the things which helps and is probably one of the things we feel least like doing is creating and to, you know, joyfully work on and share our gifts and talents. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Jay. First card that comes out for you is the Queen of Wands. The Queen of Wands is that side of us that is elevated by sharing our gifts and talents, our visions, our dreams, our ideas with others. You know, a lot of the times when we're feeling this way, Jay, we do feel isolated. And that's why it's so important to engage with life, you know, to join those groups or to, that doesn't have to be groups, or to find a kindred spirit to help us lift our energies. The next card for you that's coming out is the Five of Pentacles, and the Five of Pentacles is that card of lack. It's that feeling like we do not either have enough or life is not working out for us. I've often said that when we feel this way, it's so vastly important to then put our blessings on what we do have and not our emphasis on what we do not have. And then the next card that's coming out for you is the Fool card. And the Fool card is anything but a fool. But this is a card of connecting with your inner child. And to, in this time of Mercury retrograde, find that time to review your path to where you are now and to go over your life on where you possibly could, you know, find different ways to be able to share your wonderful gifts and your wonderful talents with others and how to be creative. But this is the card of starting over. And the Posse of Angels said you have received this card because there will be new opportunities on the horizon for you. So it really is a reading of a time of renewal, a time of hope, and to be kind and to nurture yourself. I hope that's been helpful for you, Jay.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay. Sending you so much love and giving you extra energy and extra hugs.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Right back at you.
And that just about wraps up our show today. I'm so sorry there are other callers holding on the line. If you haven't been able to call, please do call next week into Angel Healing House Radio as we are on the Facebook Live TV, and we're also on Transformation Talk Radio every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to investigate my number one best-selling Amazon book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which went number one internationally, and also One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and Angels of Faith, my other books, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your beautiful, radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Like I said, please be kind and gentle and nurture yourself during these very, very strong energies on the planet, certainly during this Mercury retrograde. And I'm sending you so much love and, as always, angel blessings. Take care, and I'll speak with you again next week. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.